This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Two Michigan landmarks have been targeted by a Republican senator as prime examples of wasteful federal spending. Every year, Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma puts out a report on just what he feels are the most egregious examples of government waste. This year's report points to Isle Royale National Park in Lake Superior and Keweenaw National Historical Park in the UP as, in his words, wasteful and not worthy of preservation. Here to tell us what's behind Senator Coburn's reasoning is Detroit Free Press Washington reporter Todd Spangler. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
So the senator from Oklahoma seems to have national parks on his mind.
Yeah, this report he put out yesterday is called Parked: How Congress Has Misplaced Priorities or Trashing Our National Treasures. The main point being Senator Coburn's argument is that by spending money in some places where it shouldn't be spent, it's taking away from other places like the National Mall and Yosemite and Yellowstone, where there are a lot of deferred maintenance going on.
Well, does he have a point? I mean, it's interesting. He points out Isle Royale is the least visited park in the lower 48 states. You have to pay up to $120 to get to it. Would federal dollars be better used at a park drawing more visitors like Yosemite or the National Mall?
That really depends on what your point of view on this is. I mean, whether or not the park system is set up just to attract visitors or whether or not it's set up to protect important pieces of land. It's true that the $4 million they spend a year on keeping up Isle Royale, does translate to about $260 per visitor, which, if you're looking at it just from a taxpayer standpoint, seems like a lot of money. On the other hand, some people would say, do you really want this just to be sitting out there and not be kept up in any way, shape, or form? Because it is important as a historic landmark.
I know, among other comments, Senator Coburn said the Keweenaw Parks creation was pushed by a powerful senator, and we know Carl Levin in 1992 was part of that, to, in his words, revitalize an area left in decay after the collapse of the copper boom, and that the area has moved from mining copper to mining federal largesse. It kind of reminds me of that snarky Mr. Blackwell's worst-dressed celebrity list.
There is definitely a good deal of snarkiness in this whole report, and you're right with Keweenaw. It does get a little pointed. He never mentions Senator Levin by name, but he speaks about powerful Senate. Doesn't leave a lot to the imagination.
Yeah.
the same sort of thing. You have people who say that when this part of the state was devastated, when copper mining left, it needed some help. It looked for help from its elected representatives, as many states will do, and it got this. There were people up there at the time who didn't like it, and certainly the head of the National Park Service at the time thought it was a measure of congressional pork being handed out. But at the same time, there are business people up there who say it's very important to keep their businesses going to have this national park system up there.
One has to wonder if there are any similar parks in Oklahoma that he could point fingers at.
That's a very good question. I didn't see anything on here, but knowing Senator Coburn, he's usually he'd be willing to point a finger at himself if that were the case. He's just somebody who thinks really strongly that you have to make decisions about where money should be spent or not be spent.
And with the conversation as it's been, especially in the last couple of months in Washington, that's a fair point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no getting around the fact that priorities must be made. I think that where you get into a trap is when you only start thinking about it in terms of what's valuable or not, maybe depending on how many people go there. I think you have to look a little deeper. Should the National Endowment of the Arts or the Humanities be funded for the work that they do rather than how many people see what's done?
How quickly have you seen a response from Michigan's members of Congress?
Well, I mean, yesterday, Senator Levin's office got to me pretty quickly, and frankly, so did Congressman Beneschex, whose district up north includes both of those places. They both defended them, and I think would argue that these are valuable, even if they're not Yellowstone or Yosemite, and attract that sort of number of people. Interesting, another thing that came up in this report was the question of money being spent to add on acreage to a popular park in Michigan, Sleeping Bear National Dunes. That money's being spent to buy land to keep it from development, to keep trophy homes, as the report says, from being built. It even takes some issue with that.
Well, again, as you say, it depends on what side of the fence you're looking at as far as the purpose of the parks. Does this report have anything behind it besides some pretty snarky criticisms from Senator Coburn? Could anything come from this?
I think that the push from Senator Coburn and people like Senator Coburn, who really do think that the federal government has to get its spending in order, does have a long-term effect. And I think we've seen that with the sequester and with other things. These are very, very difficult questions for Congress to answer. And unless they start to answer them, you end up with these sort of across the board, these axe cuts that no one really wants to see to defense, or people's sacred cows start getting gored. So maybe long term that does help. Whether or not this in and of itself leads, for instance, the Park Service to consider closing parks or something, I think that's a long shot.
Detroit Free Press Washington reporter Todd Spangler. Always good to have you on the program, Todd.
Always good to be here.
Meantime, a hunting club that claims a new Upper Peninsula mine will spoil the environment has failed to persuade a federal appeals court to intervene. The court today affirmed a 2012 decision by a federal judge who declined to issue an injunction against the Eagle Mine near Marquette. The Huron Mountain Club has been challenging the mine in state and federal courts. The club owns 19,000 acres, including land that comes within some 3 miles of the mine. In a 3-0 decision, the appeals court turned aside the club's arguments that the nickel and copper mine needs federal permits. The government hasn't taken any enforcement action against the mine, which is not yet operating.